Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday, based on spending my Sunday on a Wednesday-style day at Lambeau Field edition. Is Elf a Christmas classic? It's a bit of a debate in the Wilde House over the weekend because one of the networks was running it on a continuous loop, a Christmas Story style. And there was some question. I love it. Edition. And I gotta ask some questions of our surprise guest at 11:15. There was a hint in there if you caught it. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaverdale, ESPNWisconsin.com. The ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, everything you could possibly need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location. If he wasn't right at the exact moment that he said it, he is right now. Ding dong, the wicked 49ers season is dead. Well, how much he was right about the Badgers, but that's another question for another day. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was right about San Francisco.
You were.
The Badgers, I don't know if I made any bold proclamations. I thought we'd be a better team with a similar or worse record than last year just because of the schedule. And I don't think we were a better team. So I probably would say I was wrong. And where I was wrong guessed would be on defense and the pass rush. I thought we'd be better off the edge with Pius and with Lowry. Lowry's, he gone. That was probably, from my perspective, the most disappointing part. So, one out of two in this business, that's pretty good. If you're batting 50%, that's like Hall of Fame stuff.
Certainly gets you to Cooperstown, although I don't know if anyone's ever actually done it. So, we will talk a little Badgers a little later in the program, but as you know, this is a Packers-centric show, and it feels like it's been a while. So yeah. Thanksgiving was Thursday.
Well, we didn't do a digi. I thought we might do a digi. It was cold. It was a cold day at Camp Randall. I'm not sure. We couldn't get our wires crossed up to pull off a digi only. But I was able to do a postgame show. And Homer was giving me – I was trying. And tell me if we can do this, Jesse. You're Mr. Content Guy.
Oh boy.
Green Bay pulls ahead by 21. I know that the Packer game is going to end about 10:30. I text Ashton Rotman, our great producer. He was filling in for Chris Larson on the Green Bay game night, which I want to rebrand as G&G postgame, which is hopefully we we'll be able to rebrand that. I wanted to start the postgame show when we were ahead by 21 points. It was like end of the third quarter. I text. I said, let's start the postgame now because the game's over. Miami was – I'm never going to say anybody quit. Miami was donezo. Like, it was over.
Because they quit?
So I wanted to start the postgame about early fourth quarter, get an hour in, a game ends, I finish my show, I'm going to bed, I got to be up early, I got to be over there to do my big hit with Vic at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Homer refused to do it. Homer, who wants to be first on everything, refused to go on until the game ended. Am I crazy?
So I would like to say this in the kindest, most thoughtful,
water, with all due respect,
respectful way that I can. Are you an idiot?
No, I'm not.
Yes, I think you might be. Because here's the thing. While that would have been convenient for you, how confident are you that if you put up the Tausch signal, hey, everybody, over here, we're going to start the Green Bay game night postgame show during the third quarter. So we would like for you to tune in.
Nope. Beginning of the fourth.
I'm sorry. Beginning of the fourth quarter.
After jump around. Yeah.
jump around and then we jump into the postgame. Exactly.
Clever.
Jesse.
Yeah. Turn off the game or leave it on in the background, but tune in to
leave
me and Homer.
Yeah. I'm not saying, hey. By the way, I'm not saying you can still watch the game. You can actually be giving observations. What is the difference? Because I thought you might push this on me. What is the difference? We are going to do a players only one half.
I thought I might push this on
Thursday. It is the same concept as a players only.
It's not
same
at all.
Concept.
It's
but it
not
is, Jason.
At all.
You're
it's
talking not- about the game. Jason, hold up, and then you can finish. You're still talking about the game. It is a second screen deal. This is a second screen deal. You're watching the game. You're going to be listening to me and Balaga and hopefully a couple other guests on Thursday. This is the same thing, but you're wrapping up what was a complete whooping on Thursday. Now, the fact Miami cut it down and almost cut it to 10, I got a little bit. Okay. But I still knew they were going to win this game. It's the same basic principle as that. And I thought we should have started we put the dagger in the game, and that's when our post-game show starts. So there would be times, maybe the Bears game a couple years ago, and it's 45-0 at half, throw the dagger out, let's start doing the post-game show mid-game. I think that could be part of our shtick. Maybe I'm crazy, but Jesse, the boys in Milwaukee weren't into it. If you were in charge, would you be like, Tausch, go ahead, let's do it?
I think if the fans are leaving the stadium and jumping into their cars to beat traffic on the way home, they might be looking to react to the game with someone.
Exactly.
So I think you might
and
be
you,
onto
of
something.
All people, who leave games early and want to get in the cars to beat traffic.
Target demographic.
Exactly.
I think you might be, if you want to go, I know you're a big Instagram Live guy. Maybe this is where your Instagram Live market can grow, is when you feel the game is over, the G&G post game with old T starts on Instagram Live. No, it's not, but maybe this is a way to improve it and bolster it and make people more aware of it. As you go live on Instagram when you say the game's over, as you're getting all making your cup of coffee at 9:30 at night or whatever it is, getting ready to host the post-game show, and then you end right when it's like a prequel to the post-game show.
Are you
that sounds
really
like more work for old
Are
T.
you really humoring him
think...
with this?
So
really
most games,
there's a
Jason,
market. Look how many people left
Jason,
the Badger
Jesse,
game after the third quarter.
Most games are going to be until the end. If it's a one-score game, if it's been a competitive back and forth, that game, Miami, when we pulled up 14-0, those boys were ready to hit the bus. Like, they were over to heating bins and all this. Green Bay let off the gas a little bit, but that was a, warm up the bus, Gus. Let's get back to South Beach ASAP. And that's when I thought, let's go. Let's go.
Brad Nortman and I did the Badger postgame show on Friday. We could have booted that thing up about 35 minutes earlier, too.
Yeah, once they kicked the field goal with about 6 minutes left, you're mm-hmm. probably good.
Yeah.
I would have been fine. Mm-hmm. I would have given the Tausch go for it postgame.
Everybody's leaving the game. Half the stadium's empty, maybe even more than half. Like,
Jason,
people are on
when
the way
did
home.
You think,
Let's
did
get going.
You at all in the fourth quarter think Miami was coming back to win that game? Ever?
No, I did not.
Okay. Thank you.
Here's the
so
issue that,
would
that I
be
have.
Post.
As is frequently the case with you, you are a visionary. And the idea in and of itself is not the abject idiocy that it may seem like on the surface, which, as you well know,
Thank
is
you?
Frequently
question
the case.
Thank you, question.
I've said it for going on 9 full years now. I hear an idea, and I think, oh, my God, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. And then I pause and think, you know, Tausch is smarter than you think, and he's actually got a really good idea here. Here is the problem that you are ignoring. We do this for our fans, for our listeners,
Correct.
For our loyal people that listen religiously to the program. How are you going to get the word out if you do this on the spur of the moment, because you really, let's be honest, want to get started early so you can get to bed because you got the
Jason,
big game.
ESPN Milwaukee, WTMJ, ESPN Madison, my Twitter, Homer's Twitter, we would say game, wrap, set. What I'd like to do is Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, this is a wrap. This is the Cousin Subs wrap. Game's over. Jump on over. We are going to start. You can keep watching the game because, Jason, let's stop acting like everybody is just dialed in or they're listening to the Wayne and everybody or they're watching the TV. And that's all you can do.
No,
everybody
I agree.
Wants to get in. Shug wants to call in. All Shug, of a sudden, yeah, Jason, Shug. You can call in up 21 in the fourth. And you're a front of the line. You're being a trailblazer to this. I get it. All right, continue. That was my point. Because you're acting as if, everybody's clutching their pearls waiting. It's 21 points.
No one's clutching their pearls waiting for Mike McDaniel to conjure up an incredible comeback. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that you are in a position where, and you're saying Twitter, but even before some of us felt like maybe the platform had changed slightly, it still doesn't. Most people are not on Twitter. Okay,
Most people are not. Blue Sky post game with old T.
You can blue sky it. You
they're
can
not on that
Instagram
either.
It.
No,
we're on all this stuff. Everybody, Facebook, Tausch. The whole bit.
So we're doing. Jason. So we're doing the players only again, which I personally thoroughly enjoyed the first time, and I look forward to you doing it again. But you know what we're doing for that? We're promoting it going into the game. So while your thought,
I agree.
My turn.
Yep.
So had you gone into Thursday thinking, you know what, Miami. Cold weather coming up from Miami. They're going to be freezing their tuchuses off. I think they're going to mail it in. Packers get off to a fast start. This game's going to be Rap City USA by the start of the fourth quarter. You start on Monday saying, hey, we're going to try something new. The Cousin Subs, this game is a rap postgame show, will start when I do declare that this game is over. So be sure you're ready to tune in to 620 WTMJ, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison to catch Tausch's declaration that this game is Rap City USA. And when I make that declaration, switch on
we
over
start.
94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, and 620 WTMJ.
Because obviously it's not just old T. It's Steve the Homer True. It's whomever's producing both in Mattis. We would never do it prior to the fourth quarter starting. even though there have been plenty of games by halftime that I would say, let's go. And if they're there, then we could put out like a two-minute warning signal of, or the two-minute timeout if it's college football.
Sure.
And I would like this to be on all of our post-game platforms. Volleyball. When Wisconsin volleyball is up, by the way, they weren't. I went to the Ohio State game Wednesday
You would have
night.
Prematurely wrapped City that baby, wouldn't
no,
you?
No. I knew it was a dogfight. I was not. I was
they
hoping
were up 2-0.
Yeah.
I know, but I was hoping for Jesse's sake to push his weekend to start later that it'd go 5, and it did.
Oh, you got what you were
and it was a
for.
Really good competitive battle. Yeah, that's, on Wednesday.
That's what you were saying.
It was great.
It's a good competitive battle.
Primed for the tournament now.
That left you at the fieldhouse for
wasn't
3 hours.
Wasn't getting ready to host the whole family
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we didn't leave the fieldhouse till like 10:30, which was something in itself. But I'll tell you what, Eleanor, I give Eleanor – Eleanor is a – she's a volleyball fan. Now, she loves Jesse on the post game, and it was fun to watch as people were leaving the fieldhouse – trying some older ladies trying to figure out how to stream 100.5 to listen to Jesse and John Audius on the postgame. It was fun. I enjoyed that. Now, they weren't looking, and they kept bumping into me as they were streaming, but we're all right with that. Anything to listen. I would like our postgame shows, too, whether it's Marquette, whatever it is, I want us to have an opportunity to say, Rap City, and you can do it on either side. We're getting beaten or the other way. I think we should have that opportunity to do that.
So how would you handle it if you if there is the unexpected rally and you have erroneously Rap City'd it?
Then you are then you suspended do? Without pay for 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's going to be the deal.
You would,
from the
you?
Postgame. Sheesh. From the postgame show. Yes.
Well, we don't,
from
we
that
don't.
Postgame. Not from your
put
job
your
in general.
Put your paycheck on it, as you like to say.
That's what I just did, yes.
Yeah, from,
so
from
it's
the
not
going to
be some
show.
Arrogant. Huh? You get paid for post-game shows.
I didn't know you got a separate check for the post-game show.
I'm going to declare that this game ends early so that I can get on the air before my regular bedtime, and if it doesn't, then I'm not working Sundays for the next 3 weeks.
You think that's a crazy idea?
It's quite the punishment for being wrong.
I think it is, yeah.
You're only punishing our listeners. That's all you're doing there.
Well, certainly maybe I'm crazy. Yourself. All right, a one week suspension without pay. How about that?
Okay, we don't
if
want you suspended.
Are, because you have to put yourself out there, and you have to be sure. But I was certain the Green Bay Packers were better than Miami. They were more interested in playing. They competed mm-hmm. harder, and they executed better. That mm-hmm. was the point. And I'm telling you, the whole postgame show was about the Detroit Lions, which is what I'm guessing we're going to get to next.
Maybe. Unless okay. I declare that this show is over prematurely.
How about this? I'm not even going to go there. We'll let our audience say that, and then it gets to the 11:30 show's done. It goes straight to the YouTubers to finish the last.
That's a wrap. We're going to Carlin versus Joe early. Have a good day, everyone.
Take care. Be good. All right. We need to be prepared here. So let's get serious for a second. It's a new month.
Ooh.
So as we begin a new month, you know what that means. There's no more. Or maybe there is. Let's find out together what Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has waiting for us.
Can we all agree October was forever and November was
flew by?
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely crazy. And it's crazy if you're not using Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ensure your home remains comfortable before we reach the brutal post-holiday winter. It has been cold, cold, cold. And yes, Santa Claus is coming to town, and he is magical, but his elves aren't qualified to build Pella windows. Just too many options and too many customizations. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of this Pella deal. Get as low as $19 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on New Year's Eve. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more.
The big red guy. I am curious. You know how we get nervous around the Super Bowl and when there are ads and we make sure, you know, we got to call it the big game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of copyright infringement? Does Santa have some sort of like, you know, like the guy that the Michael Buffer guy, like does Santa have a chance now to come after us using his image or likeness without his permission there? Do we need to call him the big red guy all the time?
Santa's got an NIL deal.
I don't know, but now you made me think, and maybe I'll mix it up, but I'll try to come up with different clever
Chris
ways
Kringle.
Of describing the big fella.
M&M's has exclusivity on Santa.
All right. We are going to talk Packers, I promise. Might be a little bit of a discussion of the Bashers as well. Although, is there any chance that at 5-7 that
it's
they
over.
Still have openings for bowl games?
It's over. It's donezo.
Donezo? Okay. I saw the head coach said that if they got an invitation, they wouldn't turn it down. So I was just curious.
Well,
we
don't
invite
have to worry
you.
About that.
We invite you to stick around because we are not ending Wilde and Tausch early. The post-game Wilde and Tausch programming will not occur. This game's going all the way to noon. I hope you stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to my...
Yes, we're still here. I would like to publicly, I don't want to say apologize, because I don't, as is again often the case, visionary. This is not a terrible idea, no matter what your initial reaction might be. But we got
to let
people have to know about it.
Yes, I agree, but they will.
Critical.
We will push and we'll. So Ned is not a fan of old T, and that's okay. I love
interactions. He's not even retired from the Navy.
As long as you're semi-respectful and not a complete jerk store, I am good with it. He believes I'm way too much of a Goody Stan. I am. Now, you can push back on some stuff, and that's fair. But this idea that I'm lazy, he says here, just quit, lazy boy. Oh, I'll put my fall schedule up against anybody, Neddy boy. Ned, stay, be careful when you say things like that, Nedster, because that's blasphemy to say that to me. All right, continue.
You are definitely, I would never accuse you of being lazy.
Yeah, lazy.
Just
you can say a lot of stuff about
lazy
me.
Boy.
That's the last thing.
Lazy
Nedster.
Boy.
Nedster, that's the stuff that pisses old T off because it's blasphemous. So be careful. Come at me with your Ned takes or with your Goody takes and everything else. Not about laziness. No. Nope. All right, next.
Before we get to the Packers as they get ready for the Lions, kind of a big game coming up on Thursday. John on the talk and text line.
Ooh, big game.
I listened to your College Game Day special on Friday. Just wondering, what is the This Is Jesse Nelson count from that day? I understand the check-in, but wow, talk about reminding everyone who is on the radio.
What the heck?
A lot of shrapnel today.
What is I missed that. What is John referring to there? Your college game day?
Yeah, we did the college game day. I was doing the pre and post game show with Brad Nortman on Friday before and after Wisconsin, Minnesota. I don't think I ever said this is Jesse Nelson. I definitely didn't say it with an I. So
but you admit
like James
that
Earl Jones,
you love
this
you
is
Jesse,
CNN.
Right? You admit that.
I mean,
you are a big fan of
is
you.
Is it nice to remind people that former Badgers punter Brad Nortman was talking to them about how disappointed he was in this Badgers season? I thought that was pretty relevant. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say he's former Badgers punter Brad Nortman and I don't matter. Welcome into the postgame show. No.
Okay.
John.
All right, so let's get caught up here because it has been a long time. I don't recall there being any sort of negotiation on a digi-only
if I recalled, you had your hands full getting your rest and everything else going into your interview.
I mentioned something, but Jesse, I think Jesse ended up doing the pregame, and that, I think, threw us for a tough sled. So,
well, we didn't get to discuss Packers Dolphins other than how we should have started the postgame show prematurely. What was your biggest takeaway for that game? And then we'll start looking forward to Packers-Lions.
I think you had one team that was highly motivated to play, and I thought you got out to the fast start, you get the punt muff, and from there it was Katy bar the door. So when you start, I just thought Matt LaFleur had his guys in what was going to be a tough, tough deal motivation-wise for a home game. Your guys came out and I thought played one of your best games of the season. They executed the plan to a really high level. Jordan looked good. The defense looked, you know, got after Tua. And I know Tua's stat line probably ended up looking
misleading.
Okay. Very misleading. All in all, I thought it was one of the better games of Matt LaFleur's era when it comes to just having his team ready to go from the jump, understanding what you needed and going out and executing it. I just thought they were the better team. They're the more physical team, and they went out and did it, which I love the no-nonsense. Let's not bother with all this whatever, and let's just go about our business. And that's what they did.
Yeah, I would agree. It was a weird start to the game, though. I mean, you get the big return, then you do diddly-poo on your three plays, although you had Jaden Reed open for a deep ball, and as Jordan and Matt LaFleur both said, he just accelerated up into the pocket so much that he put a little too much oomph on that deep ball. It was just strange that then you get the muff, you get the touchdown, and then they really were off and running. Like, that was the exact opposite of what the Dolphins could afford to have happen to open that game. And for those that thought the post-game show early was a ridiculous idea, I started writing as if they were going to win shortly thereafter to get my stuff ready for the print edition of your Wisconsin State Journal. All right, so I want to get to the Packers and the Lions big game on Thursday. I want to ask Tausch what his recollection is, if he can recall that far back into the past, 17 years ago. But Matt LaFleur, not a huge fan about how this week is playing out. I think he really wanted the mini bye right away after Thanksgiving, and he was clearly irritated that they were having a Wednesday on a Sunday, so we'll get to that. And I also want to understand, what will it take for Tausch to think that the Vikings are any good? Because there continues to be a lot of shrapnel being taken by our Western neighbors, and they just keep winning. And they found a way, again, against a team that I have said is bad, to come back from a 19-6 deficit yesterday and win and continue their winning ways. So we'll get to that coming up. Maybe you want to make the trip to Minneapolis for Packers-Vikings on December 29th. You need a little extra money to do that. Check out Fortrea and the clinical trials they've got going on right now.
Bunch of different studies for you. If you're looking to pick up a little cash, you got all these holiday specials going. You got dinners that you're going to be, all the stuff, parties. A little cash in your pocket. Fortrea clinical trials has you covered. Surgically sterile males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 55, BMI 18 to 32. Study is one stay and a little variance, if you will, 12 to 22 nights with one follow-up, and you can be compensated anywhere from $11,716 all the way up to $18,786 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, you get another $500 per qualified referral. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Packers-Lions Thursday night. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Before we get to the physical Green Bay Packers, Jesse, you just said something while we were chatting off air. The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez is tonight. How do people listen that might be outside of the greater Madison Metroplex where they listen on 100.5 ESPN Madison? Because I do not live in the Madison area, and I am very, very, very interested to see what the old coach and the athletic director has to say tonight.
So, number one, the show does stream live on YouTube. So, if you want to watch the TV portion of the show on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, that's gonna be some stuff you want to tune into tonight. I am for sure interested in hearing what Barry Alvarez has to say. You can also stream it on the usual audio platforms, Wisconsin On Demand app. You can listen live. The ESPN app, you can listen live to ESPN Madison. And then the podcast, you can subscribe to the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez podcast, Apple, Spotify, all the same places you subscribe to Wilde and Tausch.
All right. So you'll want to tune in for that. Now, Tausch, we were talking about you, Domofsky and I and a couple of other older beat writers who covered your career, because Matt LaFleur repeatedly kept referring to his team and its physicality in the aftermath of their Thanksgiving win. In fact, here is how Matt LaFleur talked about that physical nature after the game.
The one thing that stands out to me is just we're being physical in every phase of football. And I think that's going to do us well. I think that gives you a chance each and every week. And it shows up all over the tape, whether it's our linebackers hitting people, whether it's up front, our receivers blocking. I can't say enough about how the job that Wicks does out there and the physicality that when you get it from the skill positions, it changes the complexion of your team. Obviously, Josh Jacobs has been huge. He just continues to run really hard. Tucker Kraft, I can't say enough great things about him, his ability to get downhill, and he's a tough guy to tackle. So really in every phase of the game, I think our guys are being extremely physical, and that's something we can hang our hat on.
So we all remember the teams that you were on, especially the ones with Amon Green, and you and I were talking about this going into the Miami game, about Josh Jacobs and his physicality. But what I wanted to ask you is what LaFleur's talking about there, right? Like, Wicks, who, again, we can critique his inconsistency catching the football, but
did
clearly...
Did we get a Steinhoffel's update yet?
I have not.
You guys have completely scared the analytics firm. Now they are paralyzed. They're not even going to make any moves.
Paralysis by analysis. I don't know.
Jason, here's what I would say. And I love that quote, and it's true. I think this team is physical. And it comes from a couple of different ways. I think there's always this tendency when you have a quarterback that it's Favre or Rodgers, you're going to be led by that guy. And great quarterbacks, you want the ball in great quarterbacks' hands and you want them to make plays. That's a total blessing for a franchise. But there's when you have a back that is really good and you have an O-line that you start getting in sync with, you want to make your quarterback's job easier. And then you start adding that you get, for us it was U71, Bubba was a really good blocker.
Right.
You have guys that are willing, and you have to, it's almost like you have to prove to the wideouts that, hey, it's worth it. Because wideouts have one track in their mind. They want to catch balls.
Sure.
They're not interested. I don't care who you are, unless it's Hines Ward. They're not that interested in blocking. But when you're doing things and being successful, they want to be good teammates. And when you're running the ball and you're being successful, they're much more likely to get their nose in there and block and dig people out, because otherwise you're getting called out. So for Josh Jacobs, I think, is the key to this whole thing. Nobody thought, even though Aaron Jones is a good running back, really good running back, nobody looked at him as, oh, he's physical. It was, boy, he's good. He's quick. You get him outside, he's going to make guys miss. Josh Jacobs will bulldoze you. And Bulaga brought up a good point the other day. You're seeing more. It's not just outside zone, bootleg, marry it up. It's duo I'm going to line up. I'm moving guys back there, and we'll let Josh Jacobs pick, and he's going to go. And that wears on D linemen, it wears on linebackers, and it gives you as an offense an identity that, hey, we're going to do this. That's what we're seeing. And it also puts it on Matt LaFleur, because play callers, for as much as they want to throw around, Matt LaFleur wants to throw the football.
He does.
He's
he
been very upfront with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what Matt LaFleur wants to do? He wants to win. And he wants to win, and it doesn't matter what way. When you show you're going to get 4-5, 4-6 a carry, that's winning football. I think that is part of why that argument and that poll we put up a couple weeks ago about who's more impactful, Xavier McKinney's been a dog. Josh Jacobs has rebranded this offense. This offense went from a Jordan Love, we'll see what we can do, out perimeter run game, to this is a physical running football team now.
So
that's
where
I look.
Basically
got that's what I look at Josh Jacobs.
But he got canyoned in the poll. Like it was
well,
like
Xavier
70,
McKinney's
30.
Been a dog, Jason. He's second in the league in interceptions. He's been a turnover machine. He's totally transformed the defense from being we can't get a takeaway to being one of the top. But I'm saying,
but you can
I still
argue,
vote Xavier
right,
McKinney.
Right, and Jacobs has done the same thing for the offense because he has changed their personality.
But
their...
it didn't need the same amount. There's you're talking about you went from a good offense to now, boy, we're a lot better and more physical running the football. On defense, we went from, God, we stink. We can't get a turnover. We can't do any of this to, oh, boy, look at this, 17 turnovers through 5 weeks or whatever it was.
Right.
That's your difference.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to under – I mean, I compared him to Charles Woodson before anybody else did. I am not trying to undersell what X has – hey, I did it before Tom Brady. Just saying. And we had Charles on the show, and he agreed with me. So, back off. But
I didn't say anything.
Well, you're going to be bruised.
For someone that constantly tells me I'm not making predictions, I'm not in the prediction business, you make a prediction, and now you can't
stop
talking about it. That's the difference.
That's not a prediction. That's a comparison.
It is a prediction.
It's a comparison. It
sounds like an assessment
Jesse,
to me. Sounds like
thank
an assessment.
You, Jesse.
Yeah.
Great to have you on the team, but it's because you're
it's
scared
It's not
of it.
A prediction, Jesse?
It's not a
okay.
prediction. It was an assessment, a comparison.
You're not predicting him to be a great player.
I'm not predicting him to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Be that as
well,
it may.
How'd you predict him to beat Charles Woodson then?
I didn't predict.
Nelly!
Can we start the post-game show now? So, my point is that both of those guys, in their own way, have been transformative, and I thought the polls should have been closer than it was. That's all. That's all I was trying to say there. Now, that said, my next question for you, though, is this other aspect of their physicality. Because you guys were physical. Amon Green was physical. You mentioned Bubba. You know, you had the U71 package. They brought Kadeem Telfort in. Was it the 49ers game or the Miami game? I can't remember now because they were so close together. But they did do a kind of a U package with an offensive lineman. But do they look more physical across the board to you? Because that was LaFleur's point. And when I look at their defense, they certainly look more sure tackling than they were, say, with Darnell Savage in the back end and the indecision that players played with in Joe Barry's system. But I don't know. They're stopping the run now the last two games, which they had not been doing as effectively going in to the San Francisco game. So do you see across the board physicality, or is it really just the way they're running the football, the way Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft play, and the wide receivers who are willing or able, depending on how you view them? I would argue they've got a couple of guys that are more than just, I have to do this because I'm forced to, and that would be Wicks and Christian Watson. I think Watson, for a spindly guy, is a hell of a downfield blocker. I think he does a really good job, too.
Yeah, my point is Josh Jacobs has forced you into becoming more physical. And that's the transformation. You can have a running game where it's a lot of pin and pinning poles and getting out on edges and spreading the team out. Or you could say we're going to line up with two tights and we're going to hammer you with duo blocking and power, gap schemes. And I think this team can do all of it. And that's why I think I'm so bullish about what they're doing, because for as much as Matt LaFleur is trying to say, well, it doesn't matter if we're under center or not, looked like a lot of nice play action passes from under center early in that game. Looked like Jordan Love kind of likes that. Looks like there's a lot of wide open spaces in the middle of the football field when you're able to run the football and those linebackers are sitting there, but we're not going to continue to – we're going to have to sell it to stop Josh Jacobs. That's going to leave Tucker Kraft open. By the way, great prize picks projection last week. He dominated. And if freaking Wicks could catch the ball instead of the interception almost happening, win that. So the whole thing is frustrating. I think Tay Wicks, he did some good things. They obviously love what he's doing blocking. It's going to be interesting to see when Romeo Doubs comes back how those reps get distributed. But to answer your question, I don't think anybody can look at this team and say they are not more physical, and especially with Quay Walker. I think the middle linebacker and your running back are your dictators as far as what you're going to be. The reason San Francisco has been known as a great physical football team, it has been because Freddie Varner, Bowman, Willis, it can sometimes just almost be watching it and seeing how they close downhill. I think this group with Quay making some plays and doing some things, I still lean towards offensively, definitely. Defensively, I still need to see more.
I want to talk a little bit about Quay Walker at some point during the show, because I, talking to him after the game, I am really curious, and I want to, maybe we have a clip or two that you can even hear of him, because I'm really curious what you make of kind of his mentality, because I don't know if I've, again, I'm very leery with you, most even-keeled guy I've ever covered, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not sure I've ever had anyone who was as over-the-top conscientious to the point of it being a detriment to him than him. And that comes from people, not just him. And I'm curious, I want to explore that a little bit more. One last thing before we switch gears. You made the comment about Wicks, and it reminded me that I forgot to ask Jordan Love what I wanted to ask him yesterday. And I may have to track him down today and hopefully get a minute with him. Because when you look at that throw to Wicks that you're referring to, the drop, it's across the middle.
Great play by Watson, by the way. Great play.
To break that up. 2 weeks in a row where he's gotten a pass breakup. That should be on the stat sheet. I am curious, though. I remember Aaron Rodgers, your old teammate, talking about how he never wanted to lead.
Oh, happy birthday. A-Rod's birthday today, too. Happy birthday.
It is his birthday. And Aaron Jones' birthday. Both born on December 2nd. Thank you. But he leads Wicks into a potentially decapitating hit. And sure. I do believe that Wicks saw that coming, and that impacted his concentration. Better to throw behind him to stop him, to prevent him from being led into that hit? Is that one of those instances where veteran quarterback, more experienced quarterback, doesn't put him in harm's way, or did you not view it that way when you saw it live?
You're not going to get decapitated, because, I mean, there's obviously, it's easy for me to sit here and say that. There's no Chuck Cecils in this league anymore. We saw the dude hit Jacksonville's quarterback yesterday, and it's, you would have thought he committed war atrocities. Like people are throwing him in the Geneva Convention, whatever it is. Like that's out of football. So you can go over the middle now, and you have to be willing to take a shoulder shot. Obviously quarterbacks want to. I'd have to look. If it's man coverage, no.
Okay.
If it's zone, you can kind of throw it back, and you kind of see where that safety is. But you're going to have some conflict. I mean, it's a game of football. There are going to be some hits. You want to limit it, but there are times, if it's a 3rd and 7, I got to rip it into a tight window. You got to catch it and protect yourself. And the quarterback is a part of that, but I don't think that was one of those cases. That's a ball, can't gator arm balls. You got to go catch it.
Yeah. All right. We will get into some more aspects of this matchup.
My follow-up question that I want you to think about is, how vital is this physicality we just talked about, given the team they're facing on Thursday? Because that is their brand. Whether or not it's fully earned or maybe a little reputational, the bottom line is that is the brand of the Detroit Lions, just like Tito Beverage's brand is the brand when it comes to vodka.
Yeah, Tito's handmade vodka, physicality, whatever it is on game day. Yes, pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Reader, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster. You wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
How much better is this team equipped to beat the Lions on Thursday? Of course, they did beat them last year on Thanksgiving, too. So maybe they're similarly equipped to do it again.
This season is setting up almost exactly how last year was. Isn't it? It's kind of eerie. Not Lake Erie. We wonder if we'll be superior like we were last year in the regular season. Michigan next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Michigan next.
What?
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I'm not sure where we're going after that tease about the Great Lakes.
Did you jump in and talk as I teased out?
No.
Because I put my headset down after I finished, and
no,
then I saw
we did not.
Jesse's light pop up on the screen. And
yeah, we didn't jump in while you were talking. We may have responded with confused reactions.
The tease has to finish the segment, and then you go to commercial. So I put my headset down. I see Jesse's red light going like he's Rudolph in there.
Jesse
and I
said,
see you chopping
what?
In there.
I believe he said, what?
Yeah, so is that your guys' way of saying don't tease out old T? Because I enjoy doing it occasionally. I know you're sensitive to it.
No, I'm sensitive about a lot of things. I'm not sensitive about that. What I am is if you're going to tease, it would be great if we knew what the hell you were talking about. Because basically that felt more like a, hey, let me see how many, I said the word eerie about how the season is setting
Erie.
Up, and now I'm going to say all the names of the lakes I can think of as we go to break. That's what that felt like to me.
So I do think it is eerie, and if you would have just let the tease rest, I said Michigan, Lake
let the
Michigan.
Tease breast?
Where are the Packers flying to go play Wednesday and then play the game on Thursday? Where is
Detroit.
That? And what state is that in?
That's in the state of Michigan.
Oh, interesting.
Well, they're not playing on an aircraft carrier in the middle of Lake Michigan.
I didn't say Lake Michigan. If you noticed, I cut that back. But that is one of the Great Lakes. And as Jesse so eloquently put out, which I've never – and I love acronyms, HOMES – is the acronym to know all five Great Lakes, which is a great little nugget that Jelly brought to the table. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. I had not heard that. Great little deal, right?
Yeah,
I'm a Mavemschnup guy from Saved by the Bell, Mercury, Venus, Earth, blah, 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 with the planets in the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was teasing, Jason, is this.
Thanks for explaining now.
You're on to something here, Tausch.
I do find it eerie that the G&G, while our record is much better than last year, it sets up eerily similar. We play Detroit early in the season. They beat us at Lambeau.
Uh-huh.
We play Minnesota early in the season. They beat us at Lambeau.
Might have gotten booed off the field at halftime in both those ones.
The team gets better, and all of a sudden, the clock strikes December, gets dark out earlier, all this stuff, and this team is superior as the season goes, and we will see if this trend continues because we played Detroit again on a Thursday. I know it's a week later, but we went up and throttled them at their place.
You did.
And that set the table for us to go on a run. And then we went up there around the same time, around New Year's. I was at a bowl game last year doing the show. This year I don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't.
And around 29th of December up in Minnesota, and we throttled them. Oh, Flores is defense. So the parallels are eerie. Will we be superior to the Lions and Vikings as we were in the 2024 season, as we were in 23? I wish there was a different Great Lake that I could pun in, but I don't have one that would fit the question of will it happen? Ontario, no.
We will get Ontario to the 10 o'clock hour after Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance, which is great, as we all know.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It will include some discussion about the Chicago Bears situation. You may have caught the end of that game on Thanksgiving before the Packers played the Dolphins. We'll also maybe even play a little Take It to the Bank presented by Associated Bank. That's all still ahead. So stick around. It's going to be great during the superior second hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.